know, right?
You can apologize for telling me to shut up. Either I'll call the cops, Eric. I'm not joking anymore. I'm not going to take this abuse anymore.
There's no abuse toward
you. You have been abusive. No. You hide cameras. You put the face of the cameras down. I go outside and I catch you. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I'm outside before you can grab Blue. I don't know any of the stuff going on. You hide the camera and then you're telling me to shut up. Yeah. While I'm walking away, you tell me to shut up and shut the fuck up.
I didn't tell you to shut the fuck up.
No, you told me to shut up.
I didn't say shut the fuck up.
But you told me to shut up. You don't tell me to shut up.
Yes, ma'am, I will not say shut up.
Eric, it's not a joke. How you act towards women, especially me, is not okay. It's not a joke. But you're not going to sit there and threaten any animal and tell them you're going to beat her ass because you fell. That is not her fault that you fell. If you can't get an animal in or whatever and you feel the need that you want to act like that, then you come and you tell me, you call me, you text me or whatever, and you tell me. Don't go putting down cameras that are all over the damn house inside because I don't trust you, and I told you not to, and the attorney even told you not to touch the cameras. When you do that, you're guilty. You're guilty. You're guilty. You are guilty. You are 100% guilty. You are 100% guilty. I told you, don't touch the cameras, period. I don't know where you think it's okay to sit there outside and sit there and say, come here, Blue, I'm gonna beat your ass. You want to tell me where that's okay? Because to me, that's pretty freaking violent and abusive behavior. You want to tell me where that's okay? Because it's not. I have every right now to call the cops. Period. Two things. Telling me to shut up twice. And before that, putting cameras down and then telling Blue, I'm going to beat your ass. Come here, I'm going to beat your ass. I have a legitimate reason to call the police department. And you have a Brady bill for domestic violence and found guilty. There's a real reason that there are security cameras loaded and why I want the hell away from you, this house sold, and get the hell away. Incognito and no forwarding address and nowhere to be found. It's pretty bad when you go on my TikTok and you stalk me with your anonymous, bogus, freaking whatever you got. You don't need to, I don't go on your stuff, I could care less what you do. You go on social media and you go stalking my stuff and you admit it? You forgot you admitted it. You forgot you admitted it. Yeah, you waited there one time. Yeah. Okay, one time.
One time.
Eric, your behavior, I don't know who you are, first of all. I don't trust you at all. Period. You have a track record of some serious violent behavior. This is why you're not allowed around your son, why you're not allowed on your parents' property, and I'm not going to be tossed off with all this you-know-what either. There's a real reason why I have two attorneys, and I'm telling you right now, every single thing you do is documented. This is going to be documented. And tomorrow, I'll figure out how I'm going to handle with you being abusive towards the pets. Period. And telling me to shut up. Not okay. Everybody needs to know how you really are. And you are not a good person, and you are not a good soul. Period. You are a one twisted person, and that person should have never, ever told you to come back to the house. I wouldn't have made the mistake of getting married to you in the first place. But you're a little play good cop, bad cop, and know how to manipulate cops like you said you learned downtown at the jail. Well, they're not stupid around here either. Trust me, they're not dumb.